And we just want to go out there and start off fast, you know. Obviously, I got to take my hat off to those guys in the back end. The DBs were definitely covering their butts off, and that gave us the ability to get out the quarterback up front. So, you know, it's kind of one of those hand-wash-hand situations. They did their job, and, of course, we had to have their back and get after them as well.
Cam, is this a bit of a situation where you guys may have to carry this team for a little bit while this offense finds its way? They've got a lot of new faces over there trying some different things?
Well, you know, that's kind of how it works sometimes. You know, week in and week out, you know, some weeks it might be the offense that's having a great day. Some weeks it might be the other way around. But at the end of the day, you got to have a total team win. They made the plays when it counted, when they needed to, and then we had to go out there and close out the game. So, you know, it's one of those situations. We got to be a team win. Everybody has to make plays because the game could have gone either way, and offense stepped up big to put us in a situation to close it out.
Yeah, for years there's been so much talk about this defense taking the ball away. Ball's there. It's got to be ours, and it just wasn't able to get it done. You come out today, you get the three takeaways early in this football game, and you could have had a couple more. The ball was up in the air a couple more times for grabs.
Oh, yeah. We definitely had some missed opportunities, some missed sacks, a couple missed tackles out there. You know, we still have things we got to work on. But at the end of the day, you know, you're looking at last season, and one of the things that we had to improve most on, we didn't do as well, was that turnover ratio. And that's on us. We got to get the ball, and we didn't do a good job of that last year. So we've been, you know, really harping on that this offseason, really getting after it, a lot of drills, a strong emphasis on it. And, you know, the most thing you want to see is a carryover into the game. So, I mean, right off the bat, those guys getting after the ball, getting interceptions, putting the offense in position to score. And then, as you said, obviously, if those DBs are back there having a good day, that quarterback has to hold the ball, and now it's our turn to go eat.
As a defense, it seems like you guys have a goal. You want to be, if not the best, as good as the best defense out there. And certainly you showed today you've got the ability to be that type of team.
Without a doubt. I mean, I think you look at the expectations just inside our locker room. They're bigger than anybody or anybody on the outside. We have a high expectation and high standard of what we believe we can be, and you know, all it takes is for us to go out there and do it. Obviously, you can see the guys have talent. You know, we've been working together for a while. We know how each other plays. So just going out there and making the plays on the field like we did today, we just got to continue to do that consistent basis, and you know, the rest will take care of itself.
Schedule came out. You knew you were going to have a tough start to the season. You go on the road in Cleveland. Now you get back on the road. You go to Indianapolis next week. You're talking to Andrew Luck, T.Y. Hilton, that whole group. You had a shootout with them last year, and so it's stepping up even another notch when you get out on the field next week.
Without a doubt. Like you said, we looked at the schedule. We knew it was going to be like this. You know, going on the road, having that, you know, you against the world kind of mentality, everybody coming together and trying to fight all the distractions and all the outside forces. But that's the way we like it, you know. And it's another one of those situations where we played last year and we kind of felt like we let one of that game slip through our fingers. And, you know, it's a good team. So today we're going to go obviously enjoy it for, you know, another maybe 20 hours or so. Enjoy it. Everybody get the pat on the back. But at the end of the day, about 5 o'clock tomorrow, this game will be behind us and we got to move on to the next.